A new report about the state's Department of Corrections finds multiple problems that have contributed to dozens of recent deaths within Alaska's prisons and jails. Today, Governor Bill Walker released the 20-page administrative review to the public. And as KSKA's Zechariah Hughes reports, he announced a new head for the DOC.
In a conference room crowded with dozens of public officials on the 17th floor of the Atwood building, Walker called the report's findings disturbing.
Since I've been in office, we've had 15 people die while incarcerated.
The governor's administration called for the report after a number of deaths that took place in DOC custody. Starting in August, investigators interviewed 150 correction staffers, as well as 40 current and former prisoners. They also reviewed how DOC handles cases in which prisoners have died in custody, and much of the report outlines how and why the responses were riddled with problems.
You know, it's the lack of follow-through on investigations when there's a death. The ones that were looked into, as you'll see, were not done adequately. It was very disturbing.
Walker's big news was that he fired DOC Commissioner Ron Taylor, who is new to the job, having just been appointed in January. But Walker says he wants to see a change in leadership and that implementing the report's numerous recommendations would be the purview of its new leader. Some of those recommendations are dramatic. Walker brought forward one of the authors, Dean Williams, who serves as one of the governor's special assistants.
And right now, we kind of have a broken system.
A large amount of the report recounts what Williams and other investigators found when they looked into deaths inside DOC facilities. In alarming detail, they lay out where they discovered, quote, discrepancies, omissions, and inaccuracies. That includes more than one case where investigators found evidence that DOC officials had missed in their initial reviews, as well as notes about suspicious movements and irregularities among staff members shortly before the death of a particularly difficult prisoner. Williams told the room he's recommending an independent body to review cases.
I think the department has a hard time investigating itself like many agencies do. And so out of our report, we're recommending a separate arm with existing resources where we can investigate ourselves with high credibility and high trust.
Williams and his co-author also discussed problems with DOC's organizational structure, inconsistent administrative discipline, and a lack of adherence to protocol among corrections staff, citing one officer who went 10 months before receiving basic training. Williams also highlighted widespread use of solitary confinement, often for infractions like failing to abide by sanitation rules, feigning illness, or self-harm.
In the report, I detail the fact that I talked to four juveniles who are 17 years old. They have now spent 12 months in solitary confinement. It's a problem. I don't think that's what our intent was in terms of solitary confinement.
One death described in the report was attributed in part to basic misunderstandings about Title 47, which determines how long a severely intoxicated person can be held in a DOC facility. Throughout the half-hour conference and questions that followed, officials walked a delicate line between identifying severe problems in the correction system, but shying away from scapegoating anyone.
I don't think it's to the point where we want to lay blame. What we want to do is learn what needs to be fixed and move forward.
That's Walt Monaghan, appointed as the interim commissioner for corrections. Like the governor, Monaghan says he has no specific plans to reopen investigations about misconduct from DOC staff that may have contributed to deaths in detention. However, Monaghan did outline his intentions to act on specific recommendations from the report, including a detailed review of the department's more than 200 policies and procedures, some of which haven't been updated in more than 20 years. In Anchorage, I'm Zechariah Hughes.